WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello, and this is the Fall Fun Drive. Call now, 845-482-4141. Kathy, it sounds like you've got some, it looks like you've got some good stuff queued up for us.
All right. We'll stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. And you know, support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to celebrate the fall, and this is a special pledge drive edition. Stay tuned. Singer-songwriters are what this program is all about. Legendary singer-songwriters. And you can't get more legendary than Paul Simon. And in 2016, he released an album called Stranger to Stranger. And in his incredibly long career, that most recent album was the highest that he ever opened on the Billboard 200. That album debuted on the Billboard 200 at number 3. An incredible work of art from Paul Simon. And because here we are, and Halloween has just happened, and it's fall, and you know, there's pumpkins and orange leaves, I thought we would listen to Paul Simon's take on the werewolf. This is Paul Simon.
Begin again, no easy trick, without a guide or walking stick. Begin before the bells of twilight peal. Downhill town, the road ahead, spiral as a serpent's bend. A teaspoon of desire for my meal. I trade my tears to ask the Lord for proof of love. If only for the consolation of gazing at the stars above. Inside my skin, don't be afraid, your days won't end with night. Feel the sun, drink the rain, let your body heal its pain. Bathe beneath a waterfall of light. I trade my tears to ask the Lord for proof of love. If only for the explanation that tells me what my dreams are made of. Baby, the valley below, an ocean of debris. Fairly decent life, made a fairly decent living, had a fairly decent wife. She killed him, a sushi knife. Now they're shopping for a fairly decent afterlife. The werewolf is coming. The fact is, most old bits are mixed reviews. Life is a lottery, a lot of people lose. And the winners, the grinners with money-colored eyes, eat all the nuggets, then they order extra fries. The werewolf is coming, extra fries. The werewolf is coming, you know. The werewolf's coming, the werewolf's coming. Yes, the werewolf is coming, Joe. I hear her howling, prowling on the hill. The werewolf's coming, Bill. Ignorance and arrogance, a national debate. Put the fight in Vegas, that's a $1 billion game. Revenue, pay-per-view, should be pretty healthy. The usual deductions, then it all goes to the wealthy. Still, the werewolf's coming. Yeah, the werewolf's coming.
it's the opposite, my friend. I know it's raining, but we're coming to the end of the rainbow. The lion and the spying through. Oh, you don't know me? Okay, I don't know you too. The world's coming, world's coming on. Stock up on water, canned goods off the shelves, and loot's on for the old folks, can't loot for themselves. The doorbell's ringing, could be the elves, but it's probably the werewolf. It's 11:45, and when it's midnight and the wolf bites, it's a full moon. Shibbity got the
The werewolf's coming. That's Paul Simon from Stranger to Stranger, released in 2015. An incredible album. We're going to hear another track from it. But first, I've got some good news here, Dan. Why
That's
don't you
right.
tell us what's going on?
We got a phone call during that last set. Anonymous in Narrowsburg called specifically to support Kathy Geary's program here and called in with a $100 pledge. So we now are up to $2,400 for the day, which is fantastic. But that also means that we have crossed the mark such that we now have less than $12,000 to go in the entire drive. 845-482-4141 to support Kathy Geary, one of the volunteers here and a member of our board of trustees, who every week puts together some great music for you here on a Saturday afternoon, going to great singer-songwriters, really featuring them here for this hour of music on WJFF. Call now if Kathy Geary's voice and the music she presents are a part of your Saturday afternoon traditions here at 845-482-4141 or give us an online pledge at wjffradio.org. $100 raised this hour so far. Let's see if we can get to $300 this hour. That would be great, right? So
well,
that's just $200 to go.
That's just $200 to go.
My goodness. That's like, you know, if I get one sound supporter and then one person give me a $75 for a T-shirt. So basically throwing three T-shirts out of here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're almost there.
See how you can fit into these
plans?
You
know, it's math.
You can fit into this math somewhere.
And you can fit into it like a great T-shirt.
Yes, I want to say thank you so much to Anonymous, one of my favorite authors, one of the best poets I know, Anonymous, out there. No, seriously, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, absolutely. And now we would like you to join her. 845-482-4141. Call now to support WJFF and Kathy Geary's wonderful program.
Well,
now on here.
You know, I love coming in on Saturday, but I'm in the middle of an incredible day of programming. You know, everything from Hillbilly Heaven, Rosie Starr is here in the mornings, and then Janice Adams with his special coming up on voter suppression.
Fantastic.
I mean, this is an incredible lineup here on a Saturday. So we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you listening. And we really extra appreciate your financial support because you are the driving factor in this radio station. And we ask you in our pledge drives three times a year to step up and donate. Please give us a call at 845-482-4141.
845-482-4141.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the number memorized, right?
I do. It's in my GNA at this point. What do we got coming up, Kathy?
Well, Stranger to Stranger 2016, This album was produced by Roy Halley, which was Paul Simon's very first producer when he stepped out from Simon and Garfunkel, and he did his very first solo albums. Roy Halley was the man who produced, you know, Kodachrome and all those songs. So it was an incredible thing for Paul to return to working with him on this album, Stranger to Stranger. There's just one more song I want to play from this album. And it's an incredible example of how Paul Simon has this ability to step back and be almost like a journalist. He tells the story in this next song of the riverbank of a small town, maybe like Jeffersonville, where the community comes together to mourn the death of a soldier. So Paul Simon, this is Riverbank, from Stranger to Stranger.
Phone in the dead of night, then staring into darkness and praying to the morning light. The price already paid, a son gone to the grave. Now the sorrowful parade to the riverbank. Must be half the county come down to the riverbank. High school is closed, same for the local police. Shall we tearfully embrace? Shall we sing Amazing Grace? Will the shallow river waters bring us peace? Army dude, only son, nowhere to run. No one to turn to, he turns to the gun. It's a cross, it's a stone, it's a fragment of bone. It's a long walk home. A long walk home. Gonna be a long walk home from the riverbank. Pine should not weep. Is there a woman or a man who wouldn't understand why it could not sleep? And the nightmares when they came, like poison to the brain, reminded him again, life is cheap. Army dude, only a son, nowhere to run. No one to turn to, he turns to the gun. It's a cross, it's a stone, it's a fragment of bone. It's a long walk home. A long walk home. Gonna be a long walk home from the riverbank. At the edge of the river, limp as a rag, American flag in her arms.
Then a triangle of light kissed the red and blue and white along the riverbank, past the dealerships and farms.
Be a long walk home from the riverbank. Paul Simon, from his Stranger to Stranger album. There's something about Paul Simon. He's like the quintessential singer-songwriter. Not only is his lyricism at the level of sheer poetry, you can take these lyrics, you can separate them from the music, and they're incredibly detailed, his use of language. And then there's the sound of his voice. He has such a pretty voice. I love the sound of his voice. You know, there's a lot of singer-songwriters out there. We hear a lot of different styles of singing, but there's something so lyrical about Paul Simon. He's not quite a tenor. He's more of a lyric baritone or something like that. There's another singer who I enjoy, just the thrill of the sound of the prettiness of his voice. And I'm not sure if you're familiar, a British musician by the name of Nick Drake. Nick Drake was one of the first in a series of rock and roll musicians to die at 27 years old. You know, Brian Jones, Nick Drake, the list goes on. But Nick Drake had an incredible timbre to his voice. He had a real sweetness to it, and he had a real naivete. And he only released three albums in his lifetime. And it was an accidental death. It was an accidental death. He died at his parents' house upstairs. Anyway, I wanted to play a song by Nick Drake. It's called Poor Boy.
Sounds good.
And Poor Boy. And some of the songs today, they tie into the fact that we are in our pledge drive. And and we're asking you to support us in this pledge drive.
Are you suggesting we are poor boys as well?
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. So the idea is, you know, this song is about, oh, a poor boy, so sorry for himself. Mm. And what's value in your life? How do you decide if you're poor or if you're rich or if you're well off or if you don't have what you need? How do you decide what's valuable? So, you know, a lot of people, they look at money and it weighs pretty heavily in their hand. And then on the other side, they look at music and they look at art and they look at news and they look at entertainment and they look at company. And all of a sudden that money gets a little lighter. And then you think, okay, I'll make a pledge. I'm not so poor after all. So how is that for a lead-in?
There you go.
Anyway.
845-482-4141 to support the value of music, the value of arts here at WJFF. We bring you great performing arts here on the air. Excuse me. We give Kathy Geary an hour of time to play you some great music.
Freedom of expression,
and
people.
I personally take great value in the fact that you can hear the crackle of the vinyl that she is using. I love actual vinyl records. And
Dan, I've never mentioned that, but me personally.
I know.
I love that when I put the headphones on and I hear the little vinyl crackle.
It's hard for me to listen to a Velvet Underground record that doesn't skip. I can't listen to CDs of it sometimes. I got to hear it on, there are definitely things I need to hear on vinyl. You're hearing real vinyl here on WJFF right now with Kathy Geary. 845-482-4141. Join your friends and neighbors. We've already had one call this hour. Would love to get 2, 3, 4 or more. And I'm more than happy to talk to you if you give us a call, 845-482-4141. Nice. Or you can do an online donation as well at wjffradio.org. If you're listening on the app, you just click over on that donate button, and you can do it right there from your phone. However you do it, we ask that you do it. Whatever level you can do, we appreciate it. If you want to give us $75, we've got one of these redesigned Bear on a Mountain t-shirts ready for
beautiful.
You in red or in green.
Take my advice. The red one is really amazing.
It's very nice.
It's a cherry red. Mm-hmm. It's not an orangey red. It's a beautiful
really pretty
red apple.
Almost cranberry
yeah,
apple.
Yeah, and the logo is not white. It's kind of an off-white. It's really cool.
And then
looking.
If you want two shirts, you can do that for just $10 a month. As a sound supporter here at WJFF, call now 845-482-4141 to support great music, to support the folks that come in as volunteers and give you a sense of their taste in music, and in this case, giving you some of the great singer-songwriters of our time here on Kathy Geary's program, 845-482-4141. Call now.
All right, well, you know, we have this vinyl thing going on, and in case you haven't heard about it, we also have an incredible music sale every year, WJFF in White Sulphur Springs at the firehouse there. I believe it's November 24th this year, right before Thanksgiving. There's an incredible music sale that goes on, and the vinyl is unbelievable. There's like 5,000, there's like 10,000 albums at the WJFF music sale. I highly recommend it. So we'll be listening to some more music, but please, seriously, while the music is playing, don't forget that we are looking for your support during our pledge drive. So I was talking about Nick Drake. Nick Drake, a British singer-songwriter. He was born in 1948, and he died at 27 years old in 1974. And a timeless musician, really iconic style, and there's something about the sound of his voice. It's a beautiful, breathy, beautiful sound. Let's listen to Nick Drake. This is Poor Boy, Nick Drake.
Let us sing for my supper. I never helped my neighbor. Never do what is proper. But my fair share of labor. I'm a poor boy and I'm a rover. Count your throw them over my shoulder. I may grow older. Nobody knows how cold it grows. And nobody sees how shaky my knees. Nobody guesses how steep my stairs. And nobody smiles if I cross their stairs.
Oh, he's a mess, but he says if you just dress in white.
Nick Drake, that song is called Poor Boy.
Yeah, that was a great one.
All right, so I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're in the middle of a pledge drive, people, and we've got some more good news here. How exciting.
The phones are ringing here, and we have an anonymous pledge from White Lake, New York, in honor of Walter Keller,
Walter Keller.
In honor of vinyl records. Particularly, this person was inspired by our little conversation about actual vinyl records here.
Yeah.
And so when
first
we're talking
class,
about that
classicals, yeah, yep, first class.
So she wanted to make sure that you knew that she thought Walter was looking down at us and chuckling right now because of us. 845-482-4141. If you appreciate the great music here. Heard on actual vinyl records.
Actual vinyl.
Right here. Kathy Geary brings it to you every week, bringing you the great singer-songwriters, people I'm sure you all remember, and then also giving you some people who you might have missed over the years. Beautiful Nick Drake song. You heard the great Paul Simon earlier. I know she's got great other great stuff queued up here. We want to get back to it, but we can't present this unless we have the radio station, and we wouldn't have the radio station without you. So you should now call 845-482-4141. Join your friends and neighbors that support WJFF with a pledge of support or an online gift at WJFFradio.org. However you give, whatever the amount you give, we always, always, always appreciate it. We appreciate all the folks that have called so far. Over 200 of your friends and neighbors have made donations so far. We are now less than $12,000 away from finishing this thing up, and we're hoping to do that in the next couple of days, but we can't do it without callers like you. So give that call now, 845-482-4141. Hey, I'm the general manager, so this is your opportunity to talk my ear off about what you like about
the
station.
The phone. Yeah.
Or call what you don't like about the station. That's a great thing about community radio. We need to respond to the community. So call me now, 845-482-4141, to support the great programming here at WJFF.
Nice. All right. Well said. Well said. So Nick Drake, you know, he was very young when he died. He was born in 1948. Well, there's another British musician, a Scottish man, born just a year later, who fortunately has survived all this time, a man named Mark Knopfler. And I'm not sure why I put these two musicians together back to back. Mark Knopfler was really known as the lead guitarist and the founding member of Dire Straits. He has a very unique guitar sound. He's done some interesting work lately on PBS, where he has demonstrated the different types of guitar he uses, his settings, and actually how he gets his sound. His voice is recognizable, but his guitar style is almost as recognizable as his voice. Well, when he left Dire Straits, he's done some incredible solo work, and I wanted to play a couple of tracks from an album he released in 2015. The album is called Tracker, and the song I want to play is so reminiscent of Dire Straits. You know, I'm thinking of Stuck in the Middle with You. Well, you'll relate to this song. It's called Laughs and Jokes and Drinks and Smokes. Mark Knopfler.
Laughs and jokes, drinks and smokes, and no lights on the stairs. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that we ever cared. Oh, well, the holes in the walls are such a lot. Welcome to London town. But when you're new to it all and you think you're hot, you're not planning on hanging around. People would go on a different way. I left to start a band. A note came through the letterbox in your childlike hand. Oh, laughs and jokes and drinks and spokes. And the door lights on the stairs. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that we ever cared. One day I rode to where you were. The doorbell jangled and hooked. They buzzed me in. I climbed the stairs in my boots and the leather coat. There's an old brass standing there at the top without her witch's broom. It almost seemed like a knocking shop when the girls came out of their rooms. And they all stood around instead of me, two brunettes and a blonde. Then the old brass shrugged and said, we don't know where she's gone. Later on I picked up the ball and I took off down the line. I suppose by then I'd realize you'd run into hard times. Lights and jokes and drinks and smokes and no lights on instead. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that. There's laughter in the darkness, music floating in across the bay. He's half listening and wondering how he could have let her slip away. So long ago, but still he wants to know if anyone has seen her. And he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. They were young and love was shining like the colors of the rainbow. Desire felt like choking, love was smoking under the volcano. You can still taste her kisses, sweet as red wine from the sea.
he's sitting out in the rain, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Seemed like another lifetime when they rambled along the shore. Seemed like another lifetime to use the common sweet senor. Maybe in another lifetime on a pathway to the sea. Maybe there they'll be. The crowd calls for the emperor, raise their hands to hail another king. But it's been so long a wanderer, another crowd can never mean a thing. He came, he saw, he conquered. 10,000 voices roared in the arena. Now he is sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Chimes of history, myths of gods and men forever ring. Ancient dreams and all their mystery, wars for Sicily and Spartan women. In the mist of antiquity, ships of war set sail from Cartagena. Now he is sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina.
Sitting in the night, looking down the lights of Taormina. That's from his Tracker album, released in 2015. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we are in the middle of our fall pledge drive here at WJFF. And we've been listening to a few of what I consider to be such beautiful voices, male voices. But now I want to turn to, my muse, my favorite singer-songwriter, the spectacular talent of Joni Mitchell. Joni went through a lot of different musical phases. And you probably remember her as a folk singer and Both Sides Now, and, you know, the blonde girl with the acoustic guitar. But she became quite an accomplished and quite a sophisticated composer and lyricist and poet and painter. And in 1985, she was going through kind of a phase with the rest of the music world, getting into synthesizers, and she did some work with Thomas Dolby, and Larry Klein was playing bass. And she released an album in 1985 called Dog Eat Dog, and I wanted to play a track from that album called Impossible Dreamer. You know, I never read Joni's explanation of what this song is about, but it always made me think of John Lennon. John Lennon was assassinated in 1980. And this album came out in 1985, Joni Mitchell, Impossible Dreamer.
Thank you. dance of his to a Latin drum and the hissing of summer long. Wonder makes it easy with a joyful mask. Tubes come darkness, 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 no color, no contrast.
Joni Mitchell from the Hissin' of Summer Lawns. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's Pledge Drive edition. I hope you've enjoyed the music, and once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock. You're yep. tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're your community radio station. And I'm here in the studio with Dan Rigney, our general manager. He's got some news for us.
We do. We got another phone call. Jerry from Carbondale called to give his pledge of support. He had moved away for a while, but he's just moved back into the area. Was so pleased to hear that WJFF is still around. And he sent a special shout out to Ron Penska in Hillbilly Heaven as
nice.
Well.
Yeah.
And gave us a nice pledge of support here. Welcome back, Jerry. We're glad to have you here. Sounds like you got a lot of great stuff going on as well. 845-482-4141. Just a couple more minutes to support Kathy Geary's program before we get into this amazing show that Janice Adams has put together, particularly in and around voter suppression issues, such a hot topic right now as we head into the elections in just a little over 2 days. 845-482-4141 to support WJFF, to support the music, and to support the unique voices that you hear on WJFF, whether it's Kathy Geary or Janice Adams. The range of programming, of music, of public affairs are like none other. There's no other station like it. If that's why you're tuned to us right now, then give us a call, 845-482-4141.
Yes, there is no other sound like it. And if you have already made a contribution, we're so grateful for your support. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. And also, there is a wind advisory, which is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. We can have gusts up to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. However, tonight, partly cloudy, going down to around 30, and the wind is calming down this evening. Stay tuned for the Janice Adams Show. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate on Main Street in Livingston Manor, listing and selling properties of all sizes and prices in Sullivan County and surrounding areas. rmfarmrealestate.com. Stay tuned for a special edition of the Janice Adams Show.